The Alpha Coach Podcast, Episode 7. It is Monday, April 1st. I'm going to keep it short on this one. This came up last Saturday, actually, at my son's Cotton baseball team. They had a scrimmage. Or no, take that back. Came up Sunday. They had a showcase where for baseball league, all the coaches got to look at all the players and then they draft them. And a question came up from another parent in my son's age, 10 years old. And her son was up and batting, taking batting practice and hitting it pretty good. I know this family and the kid very well. Excuse me. And anyway, taking some good cuts, and I was sitting by his mom, and I said, "Hey, you know, he's looking pretty good." And mom just pretty much said, "Yeah, we, you know, been having him hitting the cages the last couple weeks." And she said, "You know, if we can just get him to hit like this in front of live pitching, we'd be all right." Anyway, so we started talking, and then she's like, "You know," she goes, "Cole, how do you make your child mentally tough? How do you build mental toughness?" And I didn't really have a really good answer to begin with. I pretty much said, you know, make them practice, make them, you know, put them in some uncomfortable positions and make them kind of problem solve by themselves. Anyway, so again, topic is, you know, what are some strategies to build mental toughness in your child? And I'm going to, you know, like I usually do, I'm going to try to revert back to make it somewhat, you know, athletic area, all that good stuff. So been thinking about it this week, and it kind of goes back to episode one where I mentioned it a little bit when we talked about kind of pain tolerance with adults and athletes. But anyway, so thinking it over, number one, again, have them problem solve. So if an issue comes up at school, academically, an issue, question, problem comes up with anything sport related, even physical training related, whether it be workouts, training, what have you. I know with my kids, if they ask me a question like that, instead of jumping right into a solution, I always ask them, okay, what can you do, or what do you think is some solutions? So I always have them think about it first, and then they give me some answers, and then I'll kind of give them some advice, and then we'll kind of go get a plan of attack from there. I usually don't automatically go into, well, you need to do this and this and this. That way, you know, they're thinking for themselves. They're developing solutions to problems by themselves without having me just to jump in and fix it. That's number one. Number two, like I said earlier, put them in some uncomfortable positions. Whether that be, physically with, training or working out, mentally with academics, what have you, making them uncomfortable. There's always the adage of, you know, in order to grow, you have to be out of your comfort zone, which I extremely believe in. Are you mad? Huh? Sorry, I got my one-year-old in here. You want out? And that's a yes. Anyway, so make them uncomfortable. I know with my 10-year-old boy, he actually enjoys getting some extra workouts in, getting some extra training in, and enjoys pushing himself. So, in fact, yesterday he was supposed to go to some off-season football, and we kind of time wise we're kind of running into some problems. So I gave him the choice. I go, either you can go to off season football, which isn't mandatory. It's a open gym type thing, or go, or I can make you a workout here. And he said, make me a workout here. So made him a little kind of body weight, little 5-round workout. And on paper, it looked like a lot. So I told him, 3 rounds, we'll see how you do. And boom, he gets going. He's pushing, pushing, pushing. Gets through 3 rounds pretty fast. And then I was like, all right, you got a choice. You can do one more round or 2 more rounds. And he said 2, and boom, knocked it out. So that was on him. Especially with this day and age with social media, screens, and all that stuff, I think it's vitally important to get them in some uncomfortable positions as often as possible, both for mental development and physical development. Number two, number three, competition. I talk about this a lot because I'm a firm believer in competition, in that, it builds you up in all areas, whether that be putting them in sports, putting them in, some academic competitions, chess, checkers, something to get them stimulated and having that drive to be successful in, I mean, it could be a number of things. So competition is huge. Again, they learn, not only do they learn to push themselves and be successful, but they learn failure and how to come out of that, which is pretty big. Yeah, competition is huge. Number four, set expectations. And this kind of goes across the board. Whether it be setting expectations when it comes to grades in school, setting expectations when it comes to sports, setting expectations when it comes to behavior and attitude, expectations when it comes to, with my kids, physical activity. They are required to be doing something during the week. My daughter kind of has some downtime here. She's taken about 2 months off from swimming. She still has dance class once a week, but she has an expectation to be get some light workouts in as well. And that's non-negotiable. So she knows she's got to do it. Again, academically setting a standard, setting expectations with grades. Again, and in behavior, both of my older two know that it's yes sir, no sir when it comes to, anybody outside me and my wife. It's yes sir, no sir, please and thank you. You show respect. And again, when those expectations aren't met, there are some consequences. Whatever those may be for you, they know that if they don't meet expectations, there are consequences. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Again, and that to me, that just builds accountability. They're accountable for everything they do. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Number five. This kind of goes in all areas too. But I wrote down be coachable and be able to take criticism. I know I talked about it last week when it comes to, or I think I talked, anyway, when it comes to, and this kind of goes with expectations, with the wrestler taking off his headgear and chucking it across. The gym saw that this year, and at no time was he. Was he told that that wasn't right? His parents didn't get on to him, and all that stuff. So I that more goes along the line with setting expectations and being accountable. So, you know, holding them to a standard and holding yourself as a parent to, you know, keep them on that standard. So back to being coachable. You know, again, when it comes to youth sports, I try my best. I'm kind of a hothead, but I try to not step over my son's coach's toes with any sport, football, wrestling, baseball, you know, whatever the coach says. You know, I told my son, whatever coach says, you do, yes or no, sir. You know, and Frank Martin, on my last episode, in his quote, at one point he says, you know, my son came up to me and asked me what he should do at halftime during basketball. I said, go talk to your coach. I'm your dad. I'm here to watch. And I try to be that as best I can. I can kind of step over the line a little bit. I'll admit that. But, you know, listen to your coach, yes or no, sir. You don't complain, you don't whine. And other side of that, being able to take criticism. And I've said it before to my kids, and I say it all the time. You know, we're gonna go over, you know, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and then, you know, solutions to work on your weaknesses. You know, whether it be academically and or sport related. And again, I always tell them that that's, you know, when it comes to all that stuff, that's the way it is with life and your future job. If you cannot take criticism and learn from it and build from it, then you're not going to get too far with anything. Let's see. In last one, I wrote down words of affirmation, slash, you know, educate your kids. I always make it a point after any, you know, competition, whether it be swim, football, baseball, wrestling, whatever, you know, at the end of it, just kind of say, hey, you know, what did you do good today? Okay. What did you do not so good? What are some mistakes you made? You know, just to make sure they're being cognizant of that stuff, you know, being able to be kind of critical of themselves. And then I always, you know, when it comes to mental toughness, I always kind of build up their confidence a little bit, you know, kind of affirm what they're saying, what they, you know, what they see from themselves. And you know, try to be as best as close to them as a coach as I can, and not just a, you know, a parent that says, oh, you did a good job today, you know, and all that stuff. I always try to be not overly critical, but try to kind of build them up while having them be cognizant of, you know, always working towards improvement, that kind of stuff. So, to rehash everything, building mental toughness in your child, whether it be sport or other related, problem solve, put them in some uncomfortable positions, have them compete in something, set expectations, and don't back down when those expectations aren't met. You know, have them be coachable and be able to take criticism, not only from you, but from their coaches. And, you know, affirm words of affirmation and just be as constructively critical of their academics, sports, what have you in their lives as you can. That way, they're not growing up with, you know, everything I do is right, and everything, anything that happens that's my fault, it's not my fault. So, we'll call the day on that. Sorry, it's a little bit late. We were busy this weekend. So, again, this is all my opinion. and kind of what I'm seeing with my two older kids and what I'm seeing during sports. I will probably do another one this weekend, and I'll see you guys then. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.